So, of course, over the years, I was asked by students who were contemplating, should I go into this, that third thing, asked by students what advice to give. And eventually I summarized it like this. Should they do A, should they do B? First, ask yourself, you're considering something, am I good at it? I learned to ask that question because I remember vividly one student who was not very good at philosophy, but there were dynamics in her family and herself which led her to want to go into philosophy. And she was bound to be disappointed. Are you good at it? Sometimes people are driven into things that they're not good at. Secondly, do you love it? I learned to ask that question because especially Asian students would be driven by their parents to go into law or medicine, even though they hated law and medicine. Do you love it? And third, is it worthwhile? Does it serve your fellow human beings? Not everything is worthwhile. So are you good at it? Do you love it? Is it worthwhile?
Thank you. And I'm thinking as you're saying that about some of the things I've read recently, our generation, you know, there's a lot of finance jobs, a lot of marketing jobs.
Yep.
And the idea that some of the brightest minds that are leaving our colleges and universities and are spending their career trying to figure out how to make people click on ads, how to make people, invest money in ways that don't necessarily benefit our world. I think that is a great loss.
It's a huge loss. The diminishing of the cultural inheritance of humanity, of finding the world mysterious and sometimes horrendous, and probing the world, immersing yourself in the great literature of the world. I mean, such people just ignore the cultural legacy of us human beings. They miss the mystery and the magnificence.